Sikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza Washington DC.
Alinga lichona njani zulukandaba ulamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 27 Mpandula 2019 ngu Chris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Is something that also has impact on the enjoyment of the right for freedom of association peaceful assembly. In many of my discussions with victims of the excessive use of force by police, those victims related that they were targeted because they belonged to opposition party.
Isikhonzi senhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations umnumzana Clement Voile obethekelele ilizwe usethule imbiko yakhe ethi isimo seZimbabwe siyingozi ebantwini ngoba kulombuso ofanalo webutho.
Kwanja le-MDC ingalihlale phansi andasarile kumele ibe yisikhathi sokuthi bahlale phansi beke bazona amakhwapha bakhangele ukuthi kanti banafika ngaphi.
Ibandla le-MDC elinanza iminyaka engamachumi amabili labunjwayo likhuthazwa ukuthatha leli thuba ukuzinuka amakhwapha. Ongumphathintambo wezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Priska Mfumira uze waphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso se-bail esenkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola i-$5,000. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Isithunywa senhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ebona ngokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu umnumzana Clement Voile osekwethekeleleni iZimbabwe uthi isimo esiselizweni siyingozi enkulu ebantwini ngoba kulombuso ofana lowebutho. UMavis Gama usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umnumzana Vol utsho lokhu emhlanganweni nentatheli izindaba esegqiba uhambo lwakhe lokwethekelela eZimbabwe okwensuku ezilithumi echasisa akubonileyo kuphenyo lwakhe.
And I mentioned this in many of my meetings with the government authorities and also that
ngiveze konke lokhu emhlanganweni eminingi engiyenze lohulumende ukuthi abantu abaningi bahlalela evalweni ngoba nxa bengasimalunga ebandla lithize kuzathiwa kusobala ukuthi ngabelinye ibandla. Lesi isimo sokungathembani kanye lokuswelakala kwamathuba okukhulumisana ngokunye kokubangele ukuphelelwa kwamalungelo oluntu kwezokuba lilunga lenhlanganiso ayifunayo. Imihlangano eminingi engithe ngayiqhuba ngikhulumisane labanye balabo abehlukunyezwa ngamapholisa ngendlela ezehlukeneyo ngoba bengamalunga amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo.
Because they belong to opposition party.
Umbono kaVol usekelwe ngomunye wabaphatheke kumikhankaso yokulwela ilungelo loluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni.
Liqiniso sililo lombiko osanda kukhutshwa ngu-special rapporteur we-Freedom of Assembly and Association okuthiwa ngu-Clement Voile othi khona iZimbabwe nje i-toxic environment njalo i-polarized njalo kugcwele amasotsha njengani wabusa. Leli liqiniso sibili akula kuphikisa kumbe ukudawuthi esingakwenzayo ngoba singakhanyela ilanga elayizolo kutshone nje lapha eHarare kugijima ama-frame machine la esiwathi ngama-jetsi amasotsha kungaziwa nje ukuthi kathi vele kuyini okwenzakala. Njalo ukupolarized bakhona buvela ukuthi eZimbabwe nxa ungasowe MDC uvele ungowezani nje akulo ukuthi umuntu kasupport any party.
Unyoni uthi kungalesi sizathu abantu bengamanyananga elizweni.
Ilizwe lethu vele alila environment elungileyo. Environment yakhona politically itoxic njalo ilolunya elokuthi izobangela ukulimala kumbe ukulinyazwa kwabantu. Yikho nje sisithola sibona abantu bechayana kumbe abantu bethunjwa nguhulumeni kumbe abantu sebephonga ukuhlatshwa amajekiseni angaziwayo ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo. Lokhu nje kusitshengisa egcikeni ukuthi ilizwe lethu alikhokhelwa yilabo esibathi ngabesilungu ama civilians kodwa nje ukhaya ngani amasocha vele yiwo akhona adonsayo intambo nemuva nje phambili kudlaliswa amabutho ayiwo amasocha elizwe lethu lalapha eZimbabwe.
Enye ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Mlindelwa Mancitshana uthi kayimangalisi impumela yophenyo lukaVol ngesimo sokulondolozwa kwelungelo loluntu.
Inkulumo ye-UN yiyo vele kade siyilindele ngamehlo abomvu, silindele ukuthi batsho into efana layona leyo ukuthi hayi eZimbabwe lokhu kunjalo akulalutho olwehlukileyo, izinto lokhu ezisonakala ngamandla kusiya phambili.
UVol utshele intatheli zindaba ukuba uza kwethula impumela yophenyo lolu egcweleyo umhlangano womnyaka ozayo wenhlanganiso yakhe eye-United Nations. Ugqibe uhambo lwakhe ngokukhuthaza uhulumende ukuba azinikele ngokwaneleyo ukulungisisa isizathu esenza abantu bengahlaliseki elizweni labo, ikakhulu ukungazinzi kwesimo somnotho. Abakhulumisane lalesi sithunywa bagoqela inkokheli yenhlanganiso zezisebenzi, abakumsebenzi wentuthuko yezigaba, abamabandla aphikisayo kanye leziphathamandla zengatsha zikahulumende ezehlukeneyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Owe ngumphathi intambo wezokwethekelwelwa kwelizwe unkosikazi Prisca Mufumira uze waphiwa ithuba lokuhlawula isibambiso sebail esiyinkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola i-$5,000. UMufumira wetheswa amacala ambala okuchaphaza imali yogatsha lwe-National Social Security i-NASA ngesikhathi esangumphathi intambo wezisebenzi zikahulumende i-public service. UMfumira wabotshwa ngenyanga kaNtulikazi wavalelwa ejele. Umtshutshisi omkhulu kahulumende uMnumzana Kumbira Ehotsi wasebenzisa umthetho wokuthi akumelanga aphiwe ithuba lokucela umthethwandaba ukuthi umuphe imali yesibambiso sebail kuze kwedlule amalanga angamachumi amabili lanhlanu. Kusukela kusedlula amalanga la ubelokhu ezama ukudinga ibail kodwa imthethwandaba isala.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kuthiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Ivandla le-MJC liza kuba lomcimbi wokuthakazelela iminyaka engamachumi amabili labunjwa kusasa eHarare. Lomcimbi wawumele wenziwe kumaviki amabili adluleyo kodwa wadluliselwa phambili ngoba kwakulilanga okwase kulesikhumbuzo sikamuyi uMnumzana Robert Mugabe owayengumongameli welizwe. Kodwa la kusasa lo umcimbi uza kwenziwa kulilanga lokungcwaba uMgabe ekhaya lakhe koZwimba. Umcimbi wakusasa wandulelwe ngumhlangano webandla leli owedale elimqoka elestanding committee eHarare lamhla, kwasekwenziwa omunye njalo oyelinye njalo idale eleNational Council. Kuthi ntambama lamhlanje kukhangelelwe ukuthi kube lomcimbi wokubuthanisa imali okudla kwantambama idina, lapho okuzahlawulwa imali eqala kumadola eMelika angamachumi amabili lanhlanu i-$25 kusiya kukhulu elilodwa i-$100. Asenelisanga ukuxoxa leziphathamandla zebandla leli ngoba besisemhlanganweni. Kodwa senelise ukuxoxa lengcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Michael Ndiweni othi ibandla le-MDC kumele lithathe ithuba lokwenelisa iminyaka engamachumi amabili ngokuzinuka amakhwapha.
Eyi, kunobunzima. Ngathi nje sibashayela ihlombe ukuthi sebekwanise iminyaka engu-20 because sedlule kancane. Kodwa-ke kunobunzima xa sikhangele indlela abaseyihambile njengebandla, ungakhangela ukuthi liqhawuselishephuke kangaki eminyakeni engu-20 edluleyo which would not have a meal 20 years ago more than double of what has happened. What we call now have to say what is facing in my neighborhood. So internally, I'm going to measure a shallow pass, then a man of a kind of business of internet. Saying over the United States president, this is one I would see every 5 or 6 years, but a likelihood to go to the lower sugar and woman of the Sunday who say, okay, all commission which means another environment. So, with me, Ivanja, the MDC, being a telepath, and that's a really being tackled with a telepath, because it was normal part of a kind of wooden and banana. Now, come up and then Kayana of the Sons of Maracan of the Dano, and then the Liberty Embalation, so then there was the corruption, the local ones, the other one of the people, and not looking at people about Pokelai. So, won't you look at Yaninda in the years?
Bakhona abathi owayengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Mugabe ibizo lakhe seligcone ibandla le-MDC ngoba kwaphuma imbiko yokuthi wayengani uyalisekela uthini wena ngalo
so kahle ngezinye izinto engithola ukuthi njengebanda ngabe bezikhayinqayela phakathi kwabo ukuthi kanti vele abakufunayo yikuyini yabona nxa ukuzelana lomuyi umgabe owaziwa Alexander ezazithontigazi mangeke kanjalo nxa wena usufuna ukuthi uthaye isibokosa lomuntu onjalo odlelane laye kumbe abe sekusekela awu ufuna ungamsoni uyabe uzama ukuthini.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, ingcwethi ecubungula izombusazwe bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Abenhlanganiso yabodokotela eZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights vethule umbiko othi bayajabula ukuthi udokotela Peter Magombeyi owathunjwa ngabanakanelwa ukuthi ngabezomvikela beZimbabwe usenelise ukuyakwelatshwa kwele South Africa. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso le udokotela Fortune Nyamande utshele abezindaba ukuthi uMagombeyi ukhangelelwe ukuhlolwa ngodokotela abazingcwethi bakwele South Africa ukuze kubonakale ukuthi ulimele okunganani ekhanda.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe libizwa siphuma ngapha a Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Oyengumongameli welizwe umnumzana Robert Gabriel Mugabe ungcwatshwa kusasa kozwimba esabelweni seMashonaland West okuyabe kulomdeni wakhe omakhelwane abanye abadlelana lohulumende labangane bakhe. Umnumzana Nick Mangwana ubuhlangothi olwethulwa ezembiko kuhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa uthi umongameli Mnangagwa kasoze abe khona emngcwabeni lo. Okwamanje Mnangagwa ukwele Melika emhlanganweni wamazwe wonke womhlaba we-United Nations General Assembly eNew York. Ababona kwenzakalayo bathi uMnangagwa owasusa umuyi esikhundleni ngomnyaka ka-2017 ebambisane lebutho kafunakale emngcwabeni lo ngoba uMugabe wabhubha izonde ngokuhluthunelwa intambo zombuso. UMangwana uthi kuzamiswa ukwakhiwa kwesihonqo esaziwa ngokuthi mausoleum e-National Heroes Acre eHarare obekumele kubekwe umuyi njengalokhu abekufisa lomfelakazi wakhe unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, abantwana bakhe lomndeni wonke kaMugabe. Kubikwa uMugabe wacela ukuthi ayebekwa kozwimba ukwenzela ukuthi abamhluthunela intambo zombuso bengakhulumi abakufisayo nxa esetshonile. Umzukulu kamuyi umnumzana Leo Mugabe uthi umalumakhe uzabekwa emzini wakhe hatshi duzane lonina umuyi ubona Mugabe ngenxa yokuthi akusela ndawo yokubeka abantu emathuneni womndeni wakoMugabe. Kesizwe umnumzana Leo Mgabe xoxa lo Gibbs Dube wo Studio 7 ngalokhu lokunye uhambelana lokungcwatshwa kwamuyi umnumzana Robert Mgabe.
The body is in Zimba, lying in state overnight at the village, and tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, we'll bury him at the village in the courtyard in the house.
Umzimba kamufi ulapha kwaZimba, lapho sizamngcwaba khona e-courtyard. Asisoze simngcwabe lapho ayefuna khona, duzani lo nina ngoba akusela ndawo emathuneni lawo.
There's no space, and that is the reason why we had agreed to take him to the Euros Acre. But then when we took him back to Harare, when the family sat down, you know, everything had, now, people had time, we were talking 30 days, so people began to talk, to analyze things. And we realized that, you know, the fact that he wanted to be buried next to his mother showed that he did not want to be buried.
Sinanzelele ukuthi abantu bese bekhuluma kakhulu ngokugcina kwesidumbu sakhe. Sasithatha isinqumo sokuthi ayengcwatshwa emzini wakhe phakathi laphakathi kwezindlu.
They said, okay, if that is the case, then, you know, let's do this proposal and take him to the courtyard in the village. I'm not sure whether you know the house, the way the other house was built. You know, it was built, they left a courtyard in between. You know, it's got a rectangular shape. The rooms are in a rectangular shape, but in the middle is a courtyard.
Huko onke loko uzizabe zizenzela okwethu. Sikhangelele ukuthi kuzabe kulabantu ababiziweyo kuphela. Labo abangabizwanga bengabuyi. Sibone ukuthi isakhiwo lesi obekumele abekwe khona e-National Heroes Acre bekuzathatha isikhathi eside ukuthi angcwatshwe. Ngakho ke sesiyamngcwaba ke kusasa.
This is going to be very private. Only invited guests who will be allowed in. I don't have a list of those.
Alo-ke ngumzukulu kamnumzana Robert Mgabe, uLeo Mgabe obexoxa ecingweni le-Studio 7. UGibbs Dube uphinde waxoxa labantu ngodaba lolu kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana beFacebook kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele.
Hayi, kangcwatshwe bakithi, kathi umuntu omdala uhawulesolani kangaka. Siza ukuthi umndeni wakho wawuvele ungafuni ukuthi aye khona lapha abafuna ukumusa khona. Manje indaba nje labo obamba zonke into zonke zizalo ngezamandla kuphela. Sikubona kulungile ukuthi ayelala lapho umuntu awayethe ufuna ukulala khona.
Ye, so ke wena ubona zani sokuthetha isikhathi eside yini ukuze ancwatshwe? Kumbe kumele ngakudala
kancane? Hayi, kuthetha isikhathi eside kanti nxa umuntu esethuluka uliselwane. Ayisiyo siko lakithi phela lelo. Ngalilalele kuhle nimdala la nxa kukhona lakwa kuphambanisayo siyonke siyaphambanisa empilweni.
Ngizokuthiwa ke silo mpumelelo mafu.
Isidumbu siyonke sihlupheka nokuthi umuntu ebekwe nje kuphela. Ukufa komuntu siyakwazi kuyahlonitshwa. But ukuthi ebekwe nje kuphela kuphele lokhu. Konke kubhodisa isidumbu kuphela akukuhlanga lokhu.
Fisa ukuthi ngawe uyabekwa nje kuphele lokhu.
Futhi nje ebekwe nje ephunyizwe kuphela kudlule lokhu. Kunokuthi ubeke kubhodisa isidumbu konke ngathi umbukiso. Into enhle vele isidumbu somuntu nxa umuntu sefile uyahlonitshwa kumele beke nje kudlule kube ngalokhu kufanele kukhulunywa nje-ke nase isidumbu sesiphunyuziwe.
Ye, ngizokuthiwa ke siloba uCassius Days Mpofu ecingwane.
Ngiyabonga baba. Into ebengifisa nje ngomgabe fisa ukuthi adlule kuphele ngayo ngoba sikhathele umhlala sibesisa ngomgabe always engumuntu obulela ilizwe. Kunjalo nje akuqaci ukuthi umgabe lowo ungakangcwatshwa kumbe wangcwatshwa ngoba iqiniso elikhona siyakubona amabhokisi ayavela entshintsha. Ibhokisi akabuya nalisuka eSingapore lebhokisi elivela asevela khona manje besenza iviwi labenza athi yena kayembuzi umuntu ukuthiwa umuntu uyatshintshwa amabhokisi ukhala kuyakhomba ukuthi lezi ndaba ebezikhunywa abantu ukuthi umgabe wangcwatshakali iweekend anedlulayo ngezikhathi zawo leqiniso.
Ye, ngiloba amasuku lapha ecingweni othi ngimthathe nje nesikhaphekhaphe baba amasuku.
Hey, yazi ukuthi into zikamgabe lezi sezitshayisa ngamakhanda. Laba abantu badlala amagemu nathi lapa. Ngoba imagine ukuthi umgabe ufile, umgabe uthiwa wakhela imozilium. Yimali nje lizwe zonke ezidlaliswayo lezi. Now, 10 ngalaza, taking another 10. usehamba kuthiwa kungaphi asakwazi. Yazi ukuthi thina besifisane kuthi ngabe ubaba lo bami ngabe kudala khona kulokuthi belokho bejikela umuntu iswayi, belokho beomisa umuntu bemhlukumeza, akusasebenzi. We have yet enough of Mugabe. You are waiting for a new era of a man. I had one who got to work in Mozilliam. Mozilliam was going to pay. And we are going to get into that Mozilliam. Oh, very well, Funamban.
Ukulumen de Mugate, Patarela.
Akulam Seven, Robert Kipps, good Patarela, Ukulumen, the Patrick Begamanja, Silas Fuel, Begamanja, Ama diplomats, the UK, but getting Patapans, failing to pay Ama rentals. Isimobani selizwe soneso asila fuela asila next akulamaphilisi okuthi umuntu eyi-one aphile kulamaphilisi amaningi mina nginzi mama ngithenga amaphilisi e-500 and something a month.
Labo-ke ngabanye abakhulumela uGibbs Dube kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxe nesilethulela ebulenjini bokuxhumana kukhasi le-VOA Ndebele. Ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukungcwatshwa kukamnumzana Robert Mugabe kanye lokunanzwa kweminyaka engamachumi amabili iMDC ibunjiwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo izolo ziveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngodaba lokuvuselela ezamabhizimusi lamafektali kulelo dolobho. Lokhu kuphume embuthanweni wokuxoxisana ngentuthuko yaleli dolobho oqoqwe ngabomsakazo weStudio 7 weVoice of America bemanyene lenhlanganiso ezimeleyo eMedia Center. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekoBulawayo.
Abenelise ukuba khona embuthanweni wayizolo owenzelwe eRainbow Hotel koBulawayo bathe ngaphandle kokuba kuqale kulungisiswe inkinga ezifana lokusilela kwamanzi, ukusilela kwamandla kagetsi okudala inhlupho zokusetshenziswa kabanzi kwemitshina kulezinsuku yamakhompyutha, ukufinyelela ulwazi kanye nemisebenzi yenkohlakalo, leli dolobho kalisoze lavuka libuyele kusimo sokuba kontuthu ziyathunqa njengakudala. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Residents Association umnumzana Winos Dube uveza imibono yakhe ngokuvuka kukaBulawayo.
Indaba yokurevive industry kuBulawayo yinto esegudwini evele ikhunywa umuntu wonke and into esiyifisa sonke njengabahlali bakoBulawayo, ngoba silo dubo olukhona olokuthi abantu kabasebenzi akuphileki. So ukurevive industry kuBulawayo vele yinto esiyikhangeleleyo ukuthi kakwenziwa ama-efforts wonke angenziwa. Siyabiza sikhalela ukuthi uhulumende kangenela bona ukuthi angasincedisa njani. While at the same time lathi njengabahlali bakwabantu njengabantu bakoBulawayo sizinuka amakhwapha sithi kanti kuyini lathi okufanele sikwenze ukwenzela ukuthi i-industry yakoBulawayo ivuke isebenze incedise impilo zabantu bakuleli dorobha.
Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi uthi lanxa kunemigoqo ethize uBulawayo kumele avuke noma kanjani.
uBulawayo kumele avuselelwe ephambili ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bakithi bekwanise ukuthola lapho kokubamba, abantu bakithi bekwanise ukubona impucuko, abantu bakithi bekwanise ukubona intuthuko ezayenza lokuthi lezi labantwana abazazalwa ngamuva bethole lokho kuthuthuka kusiya phambili. KoBulawayo into ebambe intuthuko ziningi izinto zangkhona, ngathi zimbalwa. Kulezi zinto ezibambe intuthuko ezisukela singathi ku-national government, kube lezi zinto ezibambe intuthuko ezisukela nje ku-government naleyo singathi i-local government.
Osakhulayo unkosazana Jacqueline Ndlovu yena uthi umbuso wezabelo yiwo ongavusa idolobho.
Inkinga zonke esihlangana lazo njengosadolobho wakoBulawayo esimayelana lokubuswa kwezizwe, ngokubona kwami bengicabanga ukuthi ngabe i-devolution iyaqala ukusebenza, ngoba yonke into esikhala ngayo ngesilungu kuthiwa i-administrative.
Izakhamuzi zakoBulawayo zicele ukuba uhulumende atshengise isifiso sokuba idolobho livuke ngokusungula uhlelo lombuso wezabelo, labasakhulayo batholiswe amathuba okusebenza lokukhokhela idolobho. Amankampani amaningi akoBulawayo aseleminyaka phose engamachumi amabili evaliwe engasebenzi, osekuchiye idolobho lingela amafekithali athuthukisa isigaba. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu yesigaba seCastle League Premier Soccer League ihlaba ikhefu kulimpela viki idedela imidlalo yomncintiswano onkezo eChibubu Super Cup. UJoseph Njanji usethulela lolu daba ndawonye lezinye.
Kusasa ngomgqibelo iqembu leCape United lizancikelana lele Harare City enkundleni National Sports Stadium. Lo mdlalo uza kungensuku ngaki lawa maqembu edibane kusigaba seleague lapho iqembu leCape United elinqobe khona nge-1 kanya emdlalweni obukhangelelwe ngabaningi njengoba umqeqeshi weqembu leHarare City uLoyd Chitembwe ubedibana okwakuqala leqembu leCape United ngemva kokwehlukana lalo ngenyanga kaNcwabakazi. Kweminye imidlalo yangomgqibelo iqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars lizadlala lele Mshwana Stars ngaseBaobab kuthi eleZPC Caribbean lizadibana lele Wange ngaseNyamunga. Ngensonto kulo mdlalo oxega amaqembu amabili amakhulu elizweni iqembu leDynamos kanye leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni National Sports Stadium. Omabili lawa maqembu adlala ngakuhle kumncintiswano weligi lonyaka njalo eleHighlanders njengalo belibalelwa kuluhlu lwamaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kwesigaba saphezulu phambilini kokunqoba kwalo eleBulawayo Chiefs ngolwesithathu laselikhuphuka kancane engalaneni ladlala endaweni yeshumi lanye. Yileso ke isizathu esenza obephethe isikhundla sikamqeqeshi waleli qembu uMandla Mpofu ukuthi athi leli qembu kalifuni ukuxotsha impala ezimbili.
Whether it's a friendly game, whether it's a cup game, whether it's a league game, it's always a very different game to play. But
ngokudlala ngeqembu leDynamos kuvele akukho lula kungakhathalekile ukuba ngumdlalo wokuzwana amandla kumbe oweligi loba owenkezo ethile. Yebo, kambe siyangakuthakazelela ukuphakamisa inkezo yeChibuku kodwa okusemqoka ngalesi sikhathi ukuthi sithole imiklomelo siphakame engalaneni yemiklomelo. Sizadlala sile njongo yokunqoba emdlalweni wethu leqembu leDynamos kodwa njengoba ngithile lo thina esikukhangelele kakhulu ukuthola imklomelo kumdlalo yeleague.
Kwaminye imidlalo ezadlala ngesonto iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizadlala leTel 1 ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi leChicken Inn lizemukelele iManchester Diamonds ngaseLuveve. Kule midlalo emibili edluliselwe phambili ngoba kulamaqembu akuleli aphatheke kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshu zezwekazi laseAfrica. Le midlalo ngegoqela okumele ukube phakathi kweqembu leFC Platinum kanye leChapungu wona odluliselwe phambili ngoba iqembu leFC Platinum liselizweni laseMozambique lapho eliyedlala khona leqembu leUD Songo emdlalweni wehlandla lesibili lesigaba sokuqala esomncintiswano weCAF Champions League. Omunye njalo umdlalo odluliselwe phambili ngokade kumele ube phakathi kweqembu leTriangle leHerentals njengoba iqembu leTriangle lizadibana lele Azam elakule Tanzania kumncintiswano weCAF Confederations Cup kusasa ngomgqibelo enkundleni yeBarber Fields. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, I'm 7 to 14.
Goza Friday lamhlanje siphethe inkondlo zembongi unxaka yezwe Khumalo Ismailana lomuyo umnumzana Robert Mgabe kanye lezombusazwe asizweni okunengi kuBenedict Nhlapo.
Ngaka jabampikela bathi ugadlanga mina mhlambe ugadla ingudla meva ngoba inengalo ezinkulu kanti ugadla mina ngomathanjana amancane njengokuqina. Yisano senzizwa nentombi ezintathu ngaphezulu umkhanya kodwa umthunzi wentaba mabuya zibhonsa uvela bahle kokhalimela kanjeje. Njengokanjani umathanjana umfana ozacile bangibiza bathi pheceleze Slender Point babodwa bathi the love poet ngenxa yezo.
Lensizwa idabuka enkayi iqale zokuloba inkondlo ngo-2001 loba nje ethi kuningi aselobe ngakho uthi inkondlo yakhe ethi Gushungo ayilobe ngesilungu wayichicilela olimini lwesiNdebele iqakatheke kakhulu embalini yokuloba kwakhe.
Gushungo, ngithema ngizwa lezi ndaba ngeqela phezulu ngacula bakithi liyini qhawe ngumbulali noma ngumkhululi ngonikela impilo yakhe ngezidingo zabantu noma ngonikela izimpilo zabantu ngezidingo nqaki zakhe.
Uthi ngemva kweminyaka ephose ifika ama-4 uZulu esidlimbuya ngoluthi phansi kombuso kaMgabe kumethusile ukuzwa sekuthiwa liqhawe lamaqhawe.
RJ cevozile umlomo omnandi obutsa ngendluzula RJ obungibulali RJ untando kayiphikiswa RJ.
Lo ke ngunxa yezwe Khumalo esigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje igama lami nguChris Gande lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.